it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A Tuesday that's likely DOA in the Democratic-controlled House. Governor Josh Shapiro rejected the GOP offer and questioned the Senate's work ethic.
And by the way, they get paid full time for showing up for work only 35 days. I think that's offensive to the good people of Pennsylvania who work every day and they work their tails off, especially in communities like this.
Well, in the moment when some of those people who aren't getting money and funding they need, it might resonate, but Kim Ward fired back. So what that tells you is it doesn't sound like they're any closer to getting anything done.
Yeah, her position remains the same, that the budget the governor and the Democrats want is a deficit spending budget, and they would have to raise taxes to pay for it. An animal rights group has filed a lawsuit against the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium, and they're demanding the release of its elephants.
Well, that is not going to happen. I don't see it happening, and we'll see if it gets any traction at all or a response.
The suit says that behavioral experts who know the animal say that these elephants are showing signs of being stressed and they don't like their confinement.
They're stressed. I'm just saying.
There you go. And last night at PPG Paints Arena,
Crosby scores!
Sidney scored last night to move past Mario Lemieux for the most points ever scored by a Penguin.
Followed by Evgeny Malkin, Jaromir Jagr's on that list, but that's rarefied air. And Sidney Crosby obviously is the leader here, but he's also moved up the charts on the NHL's list.
Yeah, in fact, for the all-time points scored list now in the league, he's number 7, just ahead of Mario.
So much fun. I happened to be there last night, and just a sidebar, so were a bunch of the Steelers, including Aaron Rodgers and basically the offensive linemen and alum Brett Kiesel were all in a box, and when they showed him, the place went nuts, as you can expect. I love to see that inner sport, you know, support that happens here a lot.
And plus, the Pens have won 3 in a row. They got down early by 1 goal and then came back and scored 5 in a row, and they basically put their foot on the gas and never went look back.
I wonder if some of the Pens will be at Acrisure Sunday night when the Steelers host the Green Bay Packers. It's the hottest ticket for a regular season game in memory right now. So, and that's all set up because Aaron Rodgers plays his old team and has a chance to play against all 32 teams.
And Larry, the Steelers are wearing those new throwback jerseys with the gold helmets. It'll, against a team with gold helmets.
Hopefully somebody's not colorblind.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.